You want to hear a funny story? Today, my shirt says peor. That means worse. But I meant to write pero, which is but. I'm trying to put common words on my shirt. Pero is a very common, useful word. But peor? Worse? A little negative for my taste. I would have gone with mejor, which is better. Those are two good words to know, so I got lucky. Pero is but, mejor is better, and peor is worse. Now let's go to the planned opener. Hola, yo soy Jordan, and this is a Spanish quickie. Fast, easy Spanish lessons from somebody who speaks your language. In today's lesson, we're gonna go over something that's pretty straightforward and easy to understand if you've already watched the video called The Sexualization of Nouns. If you haven't, and anything in this video doesn't make sense, you should probably go back and watch that now. Spanish nouns work almost exactly like English nouns when it comes to their plural forms, but like always, there are a couple things you need to watch out for. In today's quick and easy lesson, we're going over the plural forms of nouns. Okay, the sex of a noun. That's a bit weird for we gringos. But today's lesson, the plural form of nouns, that's not so hard. In Spanish, not only does this technically work pretty much like English, but generally the sounds are even the same. I'm gonna give you two simple rules that'll govern 100% of nouns. But just like the sexuality of nouns, it's best not to focus too much on memorizing the rules. Just learn some words and soon it'll be very natural. This is one of the easiest lessons. Okay, if a noun ends in a vowel, you just add S to the end to make it plural. So chico is boy and chicos is boys. See how chico ends in O? That's a vowel. Anytime a noun ends in a vowel, you can make it plural just by adding S. Then if a noun in Spanish ends in a consonant, you add an ES to the end to make it plural. So televisión is television and televisiones would be televisions. Televisión ends in a consonant, so we add an ES to the end to make it plural. Televisión. That's kind of how it works in English. In English, we just add S to book to make books, but then with horse, we still just add an S, but because the E in horse is silent, by just adding the S, we're still changing the sound of the word from horse to horses. Chico to chicos is like book to books, and televisión to televisiones is like horse to horses. Make sense? The cool thing about Spanish compared to English in this case is, to the best of my knowledge, there are absolutely no exception to these two very specific rules. If the noun ends in a vowel, you add S to make it plural. If it ends in a consonant, you add ES to make it plural. Nice. No exceptions. Don't get used to that. Now, one little additional item, then we'll get out of here. When there's a group of boys and girls, you use the masculine form of the word. So chicos would be used for boys, but it would also be used if some boys and some girls were included in the group. If a boy and a girl were walking together to meet a third friend, that third friend, upon seeing the boy and the girl, could say, "Hola, chicos," even though one of the people they're talking to is a girl. Another example, you could say you have some amigos or friends. That could mean specifically multiple male friends, but you could also be referring to a group of friends made of boys and girls. The only way to tell is to specifically say so. If it's important, that's what you'd do. This is a good example because friends works the same way in English. If you say, "I was with a bunch of friends," that could be all girlfriends, all boyfriends, or a mixed group. So in this case, Spanish is actually more specific. You can tell when it's all girls or all boys, it's just a mixed group that's ambiguous. Don't get used to this either. In most cases, Spanish is the more ambiguous one. Like in our chico chicas example, if we had a group of boys and girls, we'd say boys and girls in English. But they'd be able to say the more ambiguous chicos. If the speaker or listener needed clarification as to the sex of the group, they could just say or ask. Make sense? That's it for today. Over at gringoespanol.com/nouns-plural, I've included a quick plural nouns worksheet that you can do in just a few minutes. I took every noun you've already learned, put it in one place, and it's your job to make it plural. The answer key is also posted at gringoespanol/nouns-plural. So go there now, download the worksheet, do it, and then go goof off. Do you know anybody else who wants to learn Spanish? Share this video with them, even if it's not publicly. If you know anybody who might benefit from not having to shell out hundreds of dollars on Rosetta Stone, send them a quick email with a link to this video. You're giving them free Spanish lessons. It's not like you're trying to sell them something. I'll see you next time. Hasta luego. Adios.